Satan is the god of this world. And it says so in the New Testament, and you can read that for yourself. God is coming back to this world in the form of Jesus Christ as God now, and he is going to make this God's world, his world. But presently we are under the world of Satan, who's the ruler of the world, and mankind has his own way and mostly influenced by Satan. Now, to get to the tragedy, and it is a tragedy that happened in Israel a couple weekends ago. What is the cause of what happened? Was it God's fault? Was it God's fault that Israel was pressured by the Western world, especially America, to allow a two-state solution where there is no solution? The Jew and the Palestinian will not and cannot live side by side in the same small piece of property and coexist. So Israel, under very liberal governments, because the most of the Jews that live in Israel, as well as most of the Jews, if not all of the Jews who live in America, vote Democrat in America and are very liberal, and the same goes in Israel. Most of the young people that was attending that concert were that was attacked, I can guarantee you right now, most of those Israeli youngsters do not like Benjamin Netanyahu. They do not like the conservative Jewish thing going on in Israel. They do not like ultra-Orthodox Jews who shut down Jerusalem, for example, on the Sabbath day. They actually stone cars that go by trying to drive on the Sabbath day. And younger people are not happy with the Jewish law, for example, which is really the law that God mainly gave to the Jewish people and to the house of Israel, two separate nations, as I mentioned before. And not all the Jewish laws that they follow is really God's law. The kosher laws, as they are today, are not the same as the biblically clean laws that we are to follow. But for the most part, the younger people do not want to live in a law, in a land that has laws that they do not agree with, and they do not agree that God, most of them don't even believe in God, but if they do believe in God, they believe in a watered-down God, and they don't believe that they have the right to the entire area that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and then later Jacob. And then when Moses and brought the people out of Egypt and Joshua brought them into the new land, the Palestine of today, they were given a border. And the border is much larger than Israel actually is today. So Israelis were forced to adopt a two-state solution, which is a prescription for disaster, and it is not following what God wanted for that territory and for the nation of Judah, which is modern-day Israel, or the modern-day Israel, which is America, Great Britain, Western Europe. So why did this tragedy happen? It happened because world leaders and local politicians and the people themselves voted for a system destined to fail because they did not follow the will of God in that area of what they should do. No one in their right mind would allow their arch enemy to live within their borders or across the street. It's like you deciding to build your home in the middle of an area of known terrorists in America. Like if you want to build your home 5 miles or 1 mile from the border of Mexico in Texas, I guarantee you, you're going to have some violence on your land. Poor people that are there, that were stuck there, I feel sorry for. But the truth is, you're going to have problems. You know where the problems come from. So the people who were tragically killed or taken hostage, I would say for the most part, even they themselves are part of the problem. But it's too easy to blame God. I said this broadcast would not go down well with a lot of people. And I'm sorry to say this, but God gets blamed for what God has not done. God did not put Israel where they are today in the situation they are today. Man did. When someone goes into a school and shoots down 20 students in a school and kills them, God didn't put that gun in that man's hand, and God didn't make that school undefended with nobody there with guns and guards to protect the children from maniacs. Our leaders know there are maniacs. Try to go into a courthouse without armed guards checking you as you go into the courthouse. Our judges want to be safe from maniacs, but they have no problem. Our politicians have no problem sending our children to public schools with absolutely no security, no armed guards. That is what our leaders and our people who vote for them think about our own children going to school in a very terrible age of violence. So when 20 children are slaughtered in a school by a maniac, we want to blame God. Oh, if there was a God, why would he allow this to happen? God had nothing to do with it. We have what to do with it. We're the fault. We want to be stubborn. We want to follow our own ways. And when they don't work, we want to blame God for it. You know, scientists all say it's insane to do the same experiment 20 times and expect 20 different solutions or 20 different results. If you do the same thing over and over again, consistently, you will get the same results. And unfortunately, we do the same things over and over again, and we get the same results. Violence, death, murder, rape, you name it. And that is why violence occurs. It is our fault. It is man's fault. It is not God's fault. Sometimes people under God's protection are protected from this. Sometimes they are not. The good news, and there is good news to all of this, if you are in God's camp and you put your life under God's control, God will watch over you. I'm not saying God will necessarily protect you from a maniac coming into a place and killing you, because other men have produced situations that cause death and harm because of foolishness. But there is a life after this life. There is a life coming when Jesus returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the resurrection of the dead happen. Christians who have died in Christ will come back to life as spiritual beings, as gods. You have a life of eternity waiting after this life. So whatever happens in this life, if you're right with God, you have eternal life coming. Now, where we sit today and we really can't visualize eternal life, I understand people having doubts when tragedy happens to children. I cry when I see what happens to little kids that do not deserve it, even kids that get cancer. You watch these TV commercials of kids with cancer, and it just tears your heart apart to see young kids suffering for no crimes of their own. But cancer is a man-made disease caused by what we eat, what environmental situations we have, how we abuse ourselves with toxins and chemicals and bad food that we eat because of big food companies looking to make a profit over your health. There are reasons for the cancer. Again, it didn't come from God. And often the innocent pay the price. But it's time we start blaming ourselves, looking inward instead of blaming God. One last final thought about this. We are made by a God. If you believe so or not, it does not make God disappear. If God is real, you saying, "I don't like what you're doing," does not make God unreal. And I find too often people say, "Well, if this is the kind of God that we have and he doesn't care about children dying of cancer, well, I'm not going to believe in such a God." That is as preposterous as a young deer saying, "Well, if that wolf is going to come and eat me, and that's what that wolf's going to do, I'm going to make believe that wolf doesn't exist, and I'm going to go just on with my day eating, and I'm not going to even pay attention to that wolf." Well, that deer is going to die, and he's going to be that wolf's food. So even if God is this mean thing that you want to make him to be, God is real. So you can't say God doesn't exist because he doesn't agree with your idea of what's right and wrong. You can say God is wrong. I don't believe he is, but you can at least logically come to the conclusion you don't agree with God, but don't say God doesn't exist because he allows tragedy that you cause yourself by how you vote, how you live, how you want to be your own agent till the day you die, and you really don't want God taking control of your life. You don't want to be speeding down a highway, which I often do, and have God apply the brake, and you can't go over 55 miles an hour. You would get mad at the car. You wouldn't think God's doing it. You would think something's wrong with the car. You'd pound on the steering wheel and say, I want to go faster. Or when you take the extra drink that you shouldn't have and you get a little too tipsy, would you want God reaching his hand out of heaven and grabbing that cocktail out of your hand and throwing it away? I don't think you'd be happy either. The truth is, we want to make our own decisions. And when things go well with the decisions we make, we credit ourselves and we say, aren't we great? And when things go wrong with our decisions we make, we blame someone else. Eve blamed the serpent. Adam blamed her, Eve. And we blame God today. This is Bob Barney. Thank you for listening. I hope you go to theplaintruth.com every day and read all the articles we have on what's going on and why what's going on is going on and what you can do about it in your own life to make sense of it all. Thank you very much for listening.